we were learning the laws of giving a loan. And we were discussing last time, when does a wife have a mitzvah to give a loan? And now the Chassam continues. Gama ish sheisko fanasato minyan alva'a. Let's say a person's business is he gives loans. You know that in ancient times, the church forbade Jews to own land. So you can't own land. So you got the business with what? You got the business either with money or with wine or being an intermediary, a guy, a businessman. You buy, you sell, but you can't grow. You can't make your living off the land. So a lot of people, their job was giving loans. That's how they made money. The church also forbade non-Jews from giving loans with interest, but a Jew was allowed to give loans with interest. So a lot of Jews, that was their job. Now you understand that this bred anti-Semitism, because the community, the non-Jews, always viewed the Jews as the one who's collecting money for interest. They didn't think of it that maybe he has no choice. Maybe the church put him in a position that he doesn't have that many choices how to make his parnasa. So the person whose job is, he makes money off of giving loans, and he's making money off those loans. Nonetheless, he might think, hey, this is my business. What are you coming and ask me for a free loan? I make money off of loans. Nonetheless, mechuyav la'alvot la'ani b'chinam, he also has to give loans for free, kifi asagat yado, according to how much he could afford. Vayen nekaman, and check later on in the 5th chapter, in the 6th chapter, in the 2nd section of the book, in the 8th chapter, how the Chafetz Chaim will elaborate on this. Let's do Dalit also, because this was very short. Mishu sek b'Torah. Someone's learning Torah. Ovechad lilvot menu. Someone came to ask him for a loan. Viv shalem tzazo le'asot edechrim. No one else is going to do this. Guy walks in, he wants a loan, no one else is going to give him a loan. Now for those of you who are new to this class, the first section we dealt with how do you give a loan responsibly. So if you just walked in, you can't learn halacha from this. We're in the process of building. You can go to the website, torahforme.com, and look up the other short classes. It's all short classes. Or machonmeir.org, .il, and then you'll see all the previous classes. But assuming that the man who's asking for the loan matches the criterion that you're supposed to do this mitzvah, צריך לבטל מלימודו בשביל מצווה זו, he has to stop learning to give the loan for this, to do this mitzvah. ואין חילוק בזה בין אם אחרים אינם יכולים לעשות לו טובה. And there's no difference whether the other people can't afford, they can't give the loan, ובין שאינם רוצים לעשות לו טובה. Or if they just don't want to. So if everyone around me could afford to give the loan just like me. But if they're not going to, that's called mitzvah שאפשר לעשות על ידי אחרים. This is a very important concept. The words mean it's a mitzvah that it is impossible that others will perform it. That it cannot be done by others. Sometimes you say it can be done by others, they just choose to ignore it. Is that called that it cannot be done by others? The answer is yes. We stop our learning Torah for a mitzvah that cannot be performed by others. And it makes no difference whether it cannot be performed because they can't afford it, or because they don't know its importance, or they don't understand that they should be performing it. At the end of the day, if others will not perform the mitzvah, I have to stop my learning to do that mitzvah. This is like what the Chochmas Adam quotes in the name of the Ritvaz. If there's a pauper who has relatives that are wealthy, they don't want to help him out. The guy is Bill Gates' son, and he comes to you and asks you for a loan. So you think about it, you say, wait a second, go ask your dad, what are you asking me for? Nonetheless, if his relatives don't want to help him out, then everyone else has the responsibility to help him. Check it out there, and you'll see that the same thing applies here. We don't look at who could help him theoretically. Bottom line, if no one's helping him, we have a responsibility to help him.